Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see loco?
Dominicano soy. De mis raíces no voy a olvidarme. Tengo una tierra tan linda y tan grande.
You heard yesterday's show. You knew this was coming to open today's show. Talk to me. Talk to me,
Toño. Toño.
Talk to me, Toño.
Hey. Hey. Don't whisper at him. Don't whisper at him, Toño.
Tell him what you want to do to him, Toño.
Oh. Oh.
You know it's coming.
Toño, what you say, big man? Cruzado.
Culiquita, capim.
Bring it up. We have to see this guy in concert.
Oh, no.
We had a segment with Don Bailey Jr. yesterday. This song got featured in it. We're going to replay it today. That's how good it was. Not only have I received comments from people around the radio station here, I got a phone call. I'm sorry, I got to hear Toño.
What's that? Oh. Kill him, Toño.
Kill him, Toño.
Oh.
Oh. Give it to me! Don Bailey Jr. called me this morning, and this is what he said. And we're going to replay this at some point today because it was that funny. My wife listened to it last night. She was crying, laughing. Don Bailey Jr. called me this morning. He said, I've been doing radio a long time. I have never had more fun in a radio segment, and I have never received more phone calls and texts from a radio segment. He's done radio for years.
Probably 30 years, right?
And yesterday's segment with Don Bailey Jr. was that good. It featured that song, Doño Rosario. That was great. Today's a football Friday, and it's brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. And DBJ told me, come hell or high water, he is doing that line on Saturday.
We got action. We got action.
He told me they could be down 100-0. He is doing that line.
I love it.
So, man, we got something. So what are we going to do today? We have a lot. The Florida Panthers, they are doing incredible things. Down 4-0 again.
Late in the game. They
come back
out now
and win. It's crazy. We are going to see, just a little warning here, we are going to see playoff hockey down here, and we are going to see playoff basketball down here.
Yes.
Get ready for it. You're going to see playoff hockey and playoff basketball down here.
Is it premature for either one of those
yes.
statements?
Yes, very, very much, but I've made a lifetime of being premature. Hey-o. Kuliki takati! Kuliki takata!
We're not even at 20 games in the NBA.
I know.
Okay.
I know. So anyway, the big thing, I guess, this weekend is Miami FIU. So yesterday we played a montage. This is another thing that got mad love on the text line. And I had a little thing with Solana afterwards. And there were texters, too, saying, hey, because we're on 790 right now, right? We're not in the simulcast yet.
Loco hour.
Loco hour, 790 only. 790 is the flagship station for FIU, right? And so people were texting in. They're like, hey, you're doing this whole thing where you're amping up UM in the UM-FIU game, but 790 is the flagship station for FIU. And I go, I don't care. There you go. I don't care. Victor Bermudez, the executive producer, doesn't care. Yeah. And you just got to eat it. So, and I know this is much to Solana's chagrin because he's an FIU Panther. But we, and when I say we, I'm saying us Hurricanes fans are getting ready for a Miami FIU game on Saturday at Marlins Park. And we're looking at it through the prism. I'm a UM graduate. Through the prism of Hurricanes. So I'm sorry, FIU, if this hurts your feelings. But this is another thing that was beloved yesterday on the show, and I wanted to give it some love today. Victor Bermudez, our executive producer for the Hurricanes football broadcast, put together this montage, Miami versus Miami. And it's voiced by Lucy Lopez at Power 96, and she's Hialeah through and through.
All day.
And the montage is really good. Gets you amped up for Saturday night. This is actually going to play during the Hurricanes broadcast before the game starts. And I loved it, and the listeners loved it. And I'm sorry if it's too UM-centric for y'all, but UM's a 21-point favorite tomorrow night. So I wanted to get in the UM-FIU spirit. Victor Bermudez put something together that is magical. Let's take a listen to this, Hurricanes fans.
I have to play this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And here's the only thing. I thought about waiting till after the 3 o'clock hour when it's the simulcast and we're on 560 as well, which is the flagship for Hurricanes football. But I want to do it in the local hour because we are so jam-packed today. We've got Ira Winderman coming on with us from Chicago. He's there for the Heat-Bulls game tonight. Stephen Parker, the safety from the Miami Dolphins, he's going to join us. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru.
Ooh.
And we've got to replay this Don Bailey Jr. segment as well. I'm telling you, it was radio gold.
It is.
It was radio gold. So here is, for Hurricanes fans, a little montage put together by our own Victor Bermudez. Get you amped up for Saturday.
Miami, the Magic City. The 305 is paradise. Donks and views. A full city of pride and culture. A powerful mix of all types of people. It's a melting pot, bro. All sorts of sounds from merengue. Salsa, to bass music.
It's time.
Yeah, Uncle Al. Come on, Uncle Al.
Bass is gonna blow your mind.
And hip hop.
That's the special way I fold my flag.
You knew Victor was putting that in.
This is Vic's favorite song.
Love it.
305 fitting just to match my kicks.
We're homegrown from South Beach to over the bridge. From Little Havana, Overtown, Little Haiti, Wynwood, Hialeah, Liberty City, Alapata, Carroll City. We are the bottom. But that's where the similarities end.
Yeah, Jack.
Only one school actually accepts students that live in Miami.
What is that? That's not Victor's montage.
Huh? Only one school is in Miami, bro. What's Coral Gables?
Hey, you doing a heel turn on me?
Uh-oh.
Like, what's more Miami? Calle Ocho or Coral Gables?
What is happening here?
Only
hey, Victor is going
to
come in and start banging some heads.
At the Orange Bowl.
I did not approve this.
We don't even have to drive to our stadium. We actually have our stadium.
Oh,
what's
cute.
That?
Uh-oh. Made a
only
point there.
One team? Can say
oh, Ricardo Silva Stadium.
Bro.
Get out of here.
Palmer, end zone FIU. Touchdown Panthers.
Who's
only
that?
Only one school has Cafe Bustelo in like the actual school, dog.
Is that true? They've got a Cafe Bustelo?
The only living being on Earth that has ever stopped a hurricane with their bare paws is a panther. And that's a fact. Everyone knows
know
if you're
true.
Really Miami, you keep your paws up, papa.
Let's go!
Come on! Get out of here with this nonsense!
Let's go!
What is this, a kazoo band?
Pause up, Papa!
Pause up, Papa!
Alejandro Solana hijacked Victor Bermudez's brilliant montage! You're gonna get your ass kicked!
Pause up, Papa! Where you at, Vic? Where you at?
Ridiculous.
Uh-oh. I hope Vic doesn't come.
He will, like, Victor takes this stuff seriously.
And he's on steroids.
I
You might want to run, Savannah, because don't not fight Victor Bermudez.
You got my back, Crowder.
No. I don't got roid rage.
Oh, my goodness. Heel turn. Inappropriate.
I love it, Solana.
Nice job, Solana.
Pride, baby. Keep that pride.
Gotta keep your college pride.
You did hear that, right? Only one team won their last game at the Orange Bowl.
I did not hear that.
Because you remember what happened in the Canes
final. I remember what happened in the Canes final. I remember.
Right. You made a point.
You want to wager on the game Saturday, Papa?
Don't do it, Papa. Take it easy, Papa.
Let's get headlines here from Papa because we got a lot of stuff to get to this hour.
Take it easy, Papa.
That was a heel turn by this radio station. Go ahead. Give us some headlines here. Alejandro Solana, proud FIU.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Ridiculous.
Since we're on the subject of making fun of the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking up the score right now because I was so...
This is in today's headlines?
78-58. The game just ended.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Canes' final game at the Orange Bowl. I didn't know you were talking about the... go ahead. Now you can crow a little bit, Crowder.
The Florida Gators beat the Miami Hurricanes 78-58. In the Charleston Classic. It was the second round.
Actually, we don't take pride in the Charleston Classic. You know, it is what it is. We're more about national championships in Gainesville.
Ooh, sounds like some shade is being thrown in a weird way. Strange start to the show. Canes hate from Crowder and Solana.
I got you, Solana.
The Florida Panthers came from behind to beat the Ducks 5-4 yesterday. They were down 4-0. They'll be in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. So there's another Panthers-Hurricanes matchup tomorrow.
How about that?
7 p.m. again in Carolina.
That was a ridiculous comeback again by the Panthers.
And it's funny because Rob, who told us that? Was that Rob Pizzola?
What?
About that he'd bet them if they're down because.
Yes, and Pizzola's coming on with us today. He said, wait till they go down and then you'll get good odds on the team because they're going to come back and win.
And that's the craziest thing in the world.
It's unbelievable.
Is it good or bad?
No, it's bad. It's bad. I mean, it's great because you've got fight in you. You never give up and blah, blah, blah. But it's bad. You don't want to always be playing from behind. But as long as you get the 2 points, who cares?
Hey, fellas, they get up by 3 or 4, it's our game. I don't know if it works that way.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, Heat at Bulls tonight, 8 p.m. It'll be on this station after the Solana show. Quick little plug
there. Yeah, Solana.
Yeah, but no Justice Winslow or Derrick Jones Jr. Both of them are going to miss the two-game road trip because the Heat are in Philadelphia tomorrow. Jimmy Butler's return. I don't know if any of you are excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch.
He's downplaying it, though, by the way.
I'm excited about Duncan Dan Robinson. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I want to see this dude shoot some three-pointers.
What else you got, Solana?
And finally, two people in China are being treated for the Black Plague.
I saw that. The plague has been
wiped
out, I thought, for centuries.
Show out, Black Plague. Show out. They counted you out.
I'm going to say if it was called Black Plague, you'd have heard about it right after the helmet incident. Why would you hear about the Black Plague this much later into the week? I don't know.
Show out, underdog. They thought you were gone, Black Plague.
Any, you got weather or are we done?
Yeah, quick local hour weather report. It is 79 degrees in El Portal. Tonight the low will drop to an almost nice 68 degrees.
Nice.
A 10% chance of rain in South Florida. This weather report is brought to you by Canon. Your holiday is ready. All your friends and family are eager to read your holiday letter. But is your printer up for the challenge? Of course, the Canon Megatank printers ink cartridges print 6,000 black pages and 7,700 color pages. Visit Amazon, Office Depot, or canon.us/megatank.
Yeah, 700 black plagues. Black plagues and
plagues.
Black pages.
Black plagues.
Don't name it Black Plague if you want to count it out.
You got the giggles during that spot? Try doing one for an amputated foot.
You have to do my call soon, my amputated foot.
This dude is quickly on the road to racing Marlon Shirley.
Have you seen these now and laters they just came out with in the bag?
Goodness gracious. Oh, lay off goodness. The sugar,
man,
will you?
I love that good old-fashioned
sugar. Ira Winderman is going to join us in the next segment from Chicago. We'll do 15 minutes of heat with him. Lots going on at the Cheetah. Always lots going on at the Cheetah. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6. If you haven't been there yet, it's not your typical free lunch. It's a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu, sliders and burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. In the biz, guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. The place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. And this weekend, beer, babes, lots of football action. Cheetah Hallandale in their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. All the games tomorrow and Sunday. This is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs and projector screens, and more. And you can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials as well. If you want details, check out their website, CheetahSofl.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Ira Winderman next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
We're going to do our 15 minutes of heat here in a moment. Ira Winderman is in Chicago. We will check in a second.
Today you have more ways to access the world-class care of Cleveland Clinic Flora than you ever had before. You can just click in, walk in, or call in for the number one care in South Florida and a top Florida hospital. See what greatness looks like at Cleveland Clinic. To learn why Cleveland Clinic Florida is ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report, visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/rankings. Don't play with your health. Cleveland Clinic Florida, every life deserves that world-class care.
We do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time, and we are going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman, who covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, he's in Chicago right now at the United Center. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by BrandSmart USA. Buying the BrandSmart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandSmart USA store today. And by Comcast, stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. Heat are 10-3. They are in Chicago tonight, which is why Ira is there. He's with us now. Hello, Ira.
Hello, gentlemen. I told Eric Spoelstra he had to hurry up through shoot around because I had Hockman and Channing to talk to, and he was very receptive. So
I can understand.
I am now standing outside the Heat locker room.
I can understand.
Oh, he listens now.
Any doubt in your mind that we're going to see playoff basketball and playoff hockey down here this season? I know it's early. We were talking about it. But any doubt in your mind we're going to see playoff basketball and playoff hockey?
They both are trending that way, and I almost think it's a point, Hawk, where it's not a question if we're going to see playoff basketball and hockey, but are we going to see home ice in the first round and home court in the first round for the teams? I think what they've done a little over a month into their seasons, they both raised the bar of expectations to the point it would be a disappointment if both or either did not make the playoffs, but almost now a point of you're expecting both of them to possibly open the playoffs at home in mid-April, and how much of a change is that going to be?
And talking about playoff basketball, Ira, I heard Eric Reed, I heard John Crotty, everybody talks about these turnovers. How do they stop being the number one team in the league in turnovers?
You know, Channing's kind of weird. I'm going to give you a weird answer to that. They stop that by stop having so many 20-point leads. I just think when you're winning by a lot, you tend to get a little loose with the ball. I think that's what we're seeing. They have the top margin of victory in the NBA. They've led by 20 points at home in all but one game. I think it's hard to keep your focus when it's going so well. So we need to see one of those end-game late situations. How do they handle it possession by possession? But you know what? I'm not going to complain about a turnover if it comes when you're up 22, 24, or 26 points. So there haven't been a lot of moments of truth, probably going back to that overtime game in Milwaukee. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think they're playing loose and free because they've earned the right to play loose and free with the margins that they're building.
You know, you talk about playing loose and free, which means you're having fun, which means you're kind of having some victories. I love what I see on social media as the locker room dynamic with this team. I like the banter in the post-game interviews. Does this remind you at all of that Harlem Shake season with the big three? And again, I know that is, you know, a bar that's not going to be reached, but does it have that sort of tenor to it?
You know what? I'm going to go back a little before that, Hawk, to the team when Caron Butler was here and Dwayne Wade came in as a rookie and they had that awful start under Stan Van Gundy and people thought they were going to be terrible. And instead, they came together as a chemistry team, really lacking a true star that year until Dwayne made his breakthrough. And you can see what chemistry means, and they're sort of that way also. I know Jimmy Butler is trending toward All-Star, but the Harlem Shake season, you had Dwayne, you had Chris Bosh, you had LeBron James, you had an expectation of excellence. I think what's different here is I think a lot of guys are overachieving from their perceived sort of ceilings, that you're seeing a Kendrick Nunn and a Tyler Hero and a Myers Leonard. I think that's what makes this team a little different is guys who are overachieving, but Jimmy Butler just told us, this is all well and good now. I want to see this team after the first two-game losing streak, after the first three-game losing streak. We haven't gotten there yet, but he says you really measure a team during adversity, so I still think we have to take the temperature a little more down the road.
And now you always talk about how players on the Eric Spoelstra team, they earn their minutes. Now, Duncan Robinson, 29 points in 34 minutes and a crazy first half. I know he earned his minutes, but did he earn a starting spot moving forward? What did Duncan earn after last game's performance?
Well, that's the elephant in the room, Channing, and it's always easier to come up with lineups when you don't have as many options. And Justice Winslow and Derrick Jones Jr. are not on this trip, and Justice is still dealing with the concussion protocol. But the question becomes, when Justice comes back, where does he fit in? Does he fit in as immediate starter? Does he fit in as a guy who's better with the second unit? Can Duncan Robinson lose a job the way he's playing right now? That's a tough decision. What Eric Spoelstra has to say is, forget the moment in Duncan's 29-point game the other night. If we are in a playoff series, who's the guy who's going to give us the best chance in a lower scoring playoff basketball? So that goes back to Hawk's first question to me about whether I see these teams as a playoff teams. If you see these teams as playoff teams, at some point they have to also gear up toward playoff style. For the Panthers, that might be a little lower scoring, more defensive minded. You know, their defensemen becoming more physical and clearing out the crease right now. For the Heat, it might be, hey, how do we get back to that Heat defensive style, which is more of Justice Winslow style than of Duncan Robinson style? So it's not as much about the minute. It's a matter of what you want to be rather than the moment.
And seeing what Duncan did, we know we fell in love with a Hero, you know, throughout the early part of this season, Ira.
Sure.
I got to ask you a question in a Crowder way. If you had to bet the mortgage on a player on the Heat winning a game of horse, who are you taking?
You know what? If you talk, it's interesting because if you were going to stop the question there, Channing, who's going to win a shooting contest? In other words, you're going to put up 33-pointers, I would take Duncan Robinson that way. But if you're saying horse and who could make the craziest shots, some of the stuff that Tyler Hero can throw up off the dribble, twisting, turning, things like that, he has probably the better variety of shots than Duncan Robinson. And the thing is that he don't want Duncan to have a variety of shots. They want him to get to a space, to be locked and loaded, ready for the pass, and just sort of throw it up. So I would say in a shooting contest of who can make the most three-pointers, I would go with Duncan Robinson. In a game of horse, who could bounce it off the top of the backboard once off the rim and through, I'd probably go with Tyler Hero.
Ira Winderman is with us from the Sun Sentinel. He's in Chicago. Heat and Bulls tonight. A couple other things with the Heat that interest me.
Sure.
Deion Waiters. We know he's serving the games on his suspension. Is he talking with the team at all?
Players are talking to him, and they made a point of this. They stay in touch with their brothers. Even Jimmy Butler said, we're in touch with who's here and who's not here, which to me was very pointed also. And that's all well and good. But are they talking to Deion as a guy they expect to be in the rotation? Or are they talking to Deion as that convivial, friendly 12th man who's going to have to know his place when he comes back? And that's where the coaching staff enters this whole process. Again, I said this on all the shows on the station this week. I can't see Deion playing ahead of Jimmy Butler or Kendrick Nunn or Tyler Hero or Goran Dragic at this point. So I think it's going to come down to the next set of Heat injuries. Will he be ready then? This would have been a good time for him with Justice and some other players out. So, yeah, they're being in touch, but I don't know how much they're looking at him as a bona fide member of this team's playoff rotation.
Ira, how good could Chris Silva be if he practices? My goodness gracious, yeah, what's going on here?
And you know what, Channing, and that's the BS of practice also. I understand you've got to get the team concepts down, especially in football. When you play football, you're 11 men on a string. You cannot practice your cover twos and everything else without being out there with 10 other guys. I get it. You know what? What they're asking Chris Silva to do is track down every rebound like a wild man, track down every ball handler, block the shot, and then get the heck out of the way. That's the kind of stuff you could do without practicing, because all they're asking him to be is a junkyard dog, not a system player. So I think on the two-way, you can get a guy like that and not practice him and maximize his 45 NBA days. But if he was going to be a guy who had to be intricately involved in the offense, it would have been different. So sort of the right player in the right situation. To me, guys, the craziest thing is this. When he's on an NBA day, he makes $5,000 a day. When he's on a G League day, he makes $500 a day.
Oh,
so it's just crazy when you talk about the pay grade. It's like, hey, Chris, don't practice. Well, most guys will go, woo, not practicing. Chris is sort of saying, okay, so that's $4,500 less I get to spend today. It's a crazy system.
That
guys.
Is insane, man.
Wow,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Like that.
Ira Winderman's in Chicago. Heat and Bulls tonight. Bulls have been bad for a while, no? Right?
Yeah, no, you know what? They're a team that's a classic case of you're collecting players where the sum should be greater than the parts. And instead, Lauri Markkanen has his games. Zach LaVine has his games. They've got players who had individual games, but they've yet to put it together where you could say, hey, we're playing a cohesive team. So basically, if the Bulls win tonight, it's because Zach LaVine just goes off against the Heat or Lauri Markkanen goes off. But you're not saying we have to stop their Chicago system. I will say this. I just tweeted it. Casey Johnson, formerly from Chicago Tribune, told me coming in today, Jimmy Butler is 0-2 all-time as a visitor here at the United Center. Lost both of those games by 1 point. Was outplayed by Zach LaVine in both of those games. So I think he might have a little bit more focus tonight when it comes to playing Chicago.
All right, Ira Winderman in Chicago. Are you going to eat any Chicago food?
You know what? This is one of those days on the back-to-back. I am sitting here writing my Sunday column about Alonzo Mourning's recent moment with Bill Russell and getting work done. No eating on this trip. No Philly cheesesteaks tomorrow. Come on, guys. This is a business trip.
No deep dish pizza. No deep dish pizza while you're in Chicago.
You know what? Sometimes they do run up to the concession stands here, but it'll be concession stand level deep dish pizza.
No Portillo's. There's no Portillo's on your agenda today.
You know what? I've been in Chicago plenty of times, ton of playoff series, been downtown. I've had beef dripped in just about everything in this town, so I'll be fine.
What'd he say?
Beef dripping?
Explain it to him.
Portillo. It's all about the Italian beef in Chicago. All about the Italian beef. Are you fascinated, by the way, about what's going on with the Panthers?
Oh, I mean, I am. And I think the crazy thing, and other people have tweeted this also, is they went out this summer and got a goalie to be the great backstop. And so far, Bobrovsky has been good but hardly great. So you got to wonder, if he starts playing great, how much does that change it even more? But you know what? Joel Quenneville came here for a reason. He saw this roster. He saw these top two lines. He saw the potential. This is a star-laden team that's finally playing like that. I love the comebacks from four goals down. But you know what? When you have the league-leading offense, you can do that now. So I think that's all it is them finally playing to the pedigree, and it's about darn time as well.
Yeah, it's been those two comebacks were ridiculously fun. No one saw that coming again last night. All right, Ira, enjoy. So you're leaving Chicago for Philly tomorrow?
First thing tomorrow morning, get to see Josh Richardson. He's dealing with a little hip injury. Hope he plays in that game. And I think the fans who boo Santa Claus are going to be particularly interesting when it comes to how they greet Jimmy Butler. I am not standing anywhere near him during the pregame warm-up.
Yeah, they're not going to be fond of his return there. No chance.
That's just going to be awful. And yet he left for less money for somewhere he wants to go, and I don't think they're going to care. Matter of fact, I think Philly's the only place where even indoors they throw snowballs. So I'm looking forward to that.
Jimmy's going to go crazy, right? When he plays Philly for the first time, Jimmy got to go crazy.
Well, you know what? But he's also going to go crazy here because he hasn't won here in Chicago. So I think it's a two very interesting days. Jimmy would not talk at all today about going to Philadelphia on Saturday. So, yeah, I think these will be – maybe finally we'll see the quote-unquote Jimmy Butler games. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you, Ira.
Hey, thanks for the 29 minutes, guys. Thank you.
Did we keep you on that long? No, we didn't.
Come on, Ira. 16
minutes.
text Ira some strongly worded text.
Because it's 15 minutes of heat. I kept on for 16 minutes. Or he was on hold 16 minutes, so he was probably on the air for about. How long was it, Solana?
A little more than 15.
But it couldn't have been longer than 16 because I'm looking at how long he's on the phone. It tells me.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little longer than 15, but couldn't have been longer than 16.
Right. So it was about 15 minutes of heat.
This guy.
Which is what we do right about now every day. All right. Stephen Parker going to join us next?
Yes.
All right.
I think
Stephen
he's calling
Parker.
In right now.
Oh, look at that. He had the interception in the Indianapolis game. Yeah. You had a game-sealing interception yourself. It was against Tom Brady.
Yes.
A little better than Brian Hoyer, but a game-sealing interception is a game-sealing interception.
And me and Stephen Parker are tied for interceptions right now in the NFL, but
he's
a young guy.
Undrafted free agent in his first real season.
It's year two for him. He might be better than
All right, Stephen Parker from the Dolphins going to join us here in a moment. We're at the end of hurricane season, just a couple of days left. November, very slow time for big storms, but it's a great opportunity for you to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors so you could start preparing for future hurricane seasons. BNT is the company my wife and I use for our home, and it is a great feeling when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, they're running a Black Friday savings instant rebate for a limited time, instant rebate of $100 per door and $25 per window. So get in on the savings before it is over. I tell you, every day, if you own a home in South Florida, you just can't imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything in your home. Time for you to get the ball rolling. Take that first step towards having Impact Windows and Doors in your house. Call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go to BNTImpactWindows.com. Stephen Parker from the Miami Dolphins. It's a football Friday. He is scheduled to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Woo-hoo! Here we go. Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. Solana does the music right on a Friday. My goodness. All right, let's go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Dolphin safety Stephen Parker is there, one of the few safeties not on IR. Crowder, you and I were talking about that yesterday. He had a game-sealing interception against Brian Hoyer and the Colts a couple weeks ago. I mentioned to you in the last segment, you had a game-sealing interception against Tom Brady in your career. That's fun to have that game-sealing interception.
And we're tied in interceptions, but he's in his second year. I was in my sixth. So, Steve got me.
Right now, he's got you. On behalf of the Dolphins, they asked me to remind you, are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center. It is scheduled for February 29th, 2020. The DCC donates 100% of participant-raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register now at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. Stephen Parker is there. Tell us how it felt. Tell us how it felt. You go undrafted in 2018, and you spend a little time on the Rams practice squad, and you can't really hook onto the roster. And then you fast-forward a season, and you're sealing a victory for the Dolphins with an interception in the end zone. That had to be a pinch moment.
It was a great moment right there. I mean, this is everything that I could imagine, you know, growing up. This is something that, you know, you dream about, you know, as you grow up, and, you know, once you finally get that opportunity, you try to make the best of it, and that's exactly, you know, what I got the opportunity to go and do.
And Stephen, was that your welcome to the NFL moment? Like, do you have something else? Because I always tell guys, we have guys on every week, and I played way before you. I'm old as hell, bro, but like tackling Priest Holmes, covering Randy Moss for a couple seconds. He was wide open when I covered him, but I was assigned to him. But yeah, like, what was that? Was that interception? Was that the biggest moment of your career so far?
definitely the biggest moment of my career, hands down. You know, getting an opportunity to go ahead and get that one-handed pick or taken away and robbing Brian Hoyer and the Colts, which is a good team as well. But, yeah, that was definitely a highlight moment for me.
What about the ball? Did you get the intercepted ball, and do you have it on display somewhere now?
I actually do. It's back actually at the crib right now. A lot of people actually messaged me and talked to me, called me. It was just like, why'd you throw that ball? Like, that was your first pick. I was like, honestly, at that time, everything was moving so fast. I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. So instead, I just ended up throwing the ball. Someone actually ended up retrieving it for me, one of my teammates actually. But that's, you know, a little short story, you know, about the moment.
And in that situation, bro, like you diagnosed the play, you know, you got Eric Ebron one on one, and then how far into the play did you as it's developing to say, oh, this ball's coming at me, like I have to make this play to stop a touchdown.
Well, you know, you always got to be ready, you know, especially at the point of attack. We already kind of knew just going into the game, watching film in the red zone, kind of their big targets and how they would want to use their guys, especially their tight ends like Ebron and Doyle. And, you know, really those two guys right there, we were going to have to get in front of them. They're going to try to box us out basketball style. So, you know, it's really just about undercutting it late, got that up, and went on and stole it from them.
Now, this coming Sunday, Dolphin safety Stephen Parker is with us, and we know Coach Flores does not want anyone reading their clippings. He doesn't want you staring at that ball on display at your house. You got to move on to the next opponent. This Sunday, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, I'm sure, would love to show out against the Dolphins. How has this week of preparation been?
This week of preparation has been tough, you know, but it's been very, very great to us. You know, we've utilized these past 3 days, and we've put in some really good work. I know that we're going to be ready on this end, especially going against all the dynamic guys that they have on offense. But I think that's what makes this game, you know, so lovely. You know, you get guys like me, you know, Nick and all the other young guys in the DB secondary that we have. And everybody gets that opportunity, that chance to go ahead and make a play against, you know, a big time receiver or a big time back, you know, just those type of guys right there. So all in all, this week of practice has been, you know, very, very focused, and we've been locked in.
And, man, early in this week, the biggest news was that G5 Rashad got put on IR and McCain got put on IR. They were two safeties in your room. Like, was there any conversations with you when those guys are done for the year? Like, hey, Steven, this is your secondary. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was there any conversations when Rashad and Bobby got put on IR?
Honestly, I really didn't know anything until we got back on Monday. I knew that Bobby was hurting, especially during the game. I've had a similar injury myself with that labrum, and I know exactly what he's going through when it comes to that pain and just the process of it. But, no, I didn't really know anything until Monday that I was going to be that guy. But, you know, it's one of those things where you stay ready, therefore you don't got to go get ready.
Hey, I like it. That's Steven, something I say all the time, Steven.
Steven Parker, Dolphin safety, is with us. Speaking of Rashad Jones, Bobby McCain, has anyone taken you under their wing this season to help you out? This is an odd season. You know it, and it's beneficial for you, and it's great. There's a lot of guys, you know, Preston Williams before he got injured, that have gotten to show out in a season that maybe they wouldn't normally have been able to. Has there been anyone on the defense to take you under his wing and say, here's what you need to be doing?
Yeah, I would really just say all the vets, all the guys that we have had in the room. I mean, you got Rashad, you got Bobby, you have E-Ro, you know, and you got those three guys right there. I mean, you even got even more that I'm probably not even saying off the top of my head right now, Walt, X. So, you know, you got a lot of guys who have been here, who's been in this league, and they know exactly what it is. I've only been in it 1 year, and I can tell you that, you know, that 1 year was very, very special to me as far as the learning curve. And, you know, the more years that you have under your belt, you listen to those people because those are the guys, they've lived it, you know, especially for longer than you have. They might see something that, you know, that's easy for them but might be hard for you. So, I mean, it's just those little things right there that you listen to and you take advantage of. especially having those guys.
Stephen Parker, Dolphins safety, Dolphins and Browns Sunday in Cleveland. You grew up in Oklahoma. You went to college at Oklahoma, and now here you are in South Florida. How are you enjoying South Florida?
Oh, I'm loving it up here. This Miami weather right here, you can't beat it.
A little different today, right? The end of November, different today than it would be in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different, but I can tell you right now in Oklahoma, it's cold as no other. right now, this is like T-shirt weather for me. So, yeah, it's definitely it's a difference. It's definitely a difference.
I'm glad to ask you, though, bro. You were in L.A. last year now. It's not Oklahoma to Miami. Yeah. It was L.A. to Miami now. Does Miami have L.A.?
Oh, man, I can't really answer that question. I like both weather systems as far as the weather. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm loving the location where I'm at right now.
Yeah, man. When I used to go out to L.A. when I was single, man, the girls out there, Sadiddy, man. They high-class acting. They act funny out in L.A.
Extra bougie, huh? Extra bougie.
I ain't with that, man. Yeah, man, the Miami girls, you know what I'm saying, a little more flavor, the little Cubans and all. I didn't like the girls in L.A., man. I got to say, from my experience.
I love when Crowder does the, I stay away from extra bougie. Crowder's living in a gated community, sending his kids to private school.
Hey, man, I came up, Steve. You come up, you can't go, we come up, you can't go down.
Stephen Parker is with us, Dolphin safety. All right, we've been doing this season because there's so many new faces, so many new names on this team. We don't really know anybody. We don't know anything about half the roster. So here we go. Your favorite TV show of all time is?
Ooh, favorite TV show of all time. Dang, this is a tough one. I'm going to probably have to go with Sons of Anarchy, which I probably watched that within the past year.
Wow.
Or 2 years.
I've heard good things about that show. That was good, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty good show. It was a pretty good show.
How about your favorite all-time movie?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with Juice.
Juice?
All-time
I love it.
As the all-time best movie?
That's that old Tupac in there. A lot of people don't know about that.
Right. See how old is.
Juice. That is, yeah, that's got to be.
You're 23, right. Man. What the hell you know about Juice?
That's on a VHS tape?
Hey, I had an older brother, you know. He showed me the way.
What, Stephen Parker with us, what's your favorite food?
Favorite food? I'm about to go with some fettuccine shrimp Alfredo.
Oh,
no, so it's simple, but you know, I like to get my carbs in. So,
yeah, but with like an Alfredo sauce, like a real heavy cream sauce, that'll put the pounds on.
Yeah, it will put the pounds on, especially because I'm light right now. Yeah,
all right,
I'm definitely going with that. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that right there.
Big dog, you got an 8-pack, man. Tell this man you ain't worried about no carbs. What the hell are you talking about carbs for?
I go, I get a fettuccine Alfredo. It goes right to my man boobs. You're telling me Stephen Parker doesn't have the same problem? Favorite restaurant? You have a favorite restaurant?
I don't really have a favorite restaurant, but if I were to choose like what type of restaurant, it would definitely have to be seafood.
Seafood.
I love seafood.
What about
Miami is huge.
Yeah, you got to get down to Joe's. You had the stone crabs.
Oh, no, I haven't. Well, shoot, you just put me on then. I'm about to go there.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. What about fast food? What's your favorite fast food place?
I actually don't eat fast food, but if you want to consider Chipotle fast food, then we'll go with Chipotle.
Yeah, we'll go with quick serve.
Fast casual?
Quick serve, fast casual. What about the last concert you've seen?
Last concert. What was my last concert? So I went to Rolling Loud last year in Cali, and that was actually for my birthday. So that was definitely the best concert that I've ever been to, which I got the chance to see Uzi, Young Thug, Future was in there. I even got to see Nipsey, which was actually really cool, especially, you know, since he passed away, RIP Nip, for real. That was a really cool experience.
They have Rolling Loud here at Hard Rock Stadium every year.
Yeah, beautiful to roll.
It might have to be the move then.
To be the move. And you're the guy with the game-sealing interception against Indianapolis. Like, you'll be walking around like a king over there.
I don't know about a king, but, I mean, you know, I'm a handle it. I'm a handle it for sure.
There you go, Football Friday. Dolphin safety, Stephen Parker. Dolphins again. They've got the Browns on Sunday. And do it again, Stephen. Do it again.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
All right. We appreciate you making time for us.
Hey, thank you.
There you go. Stephen Parker from the Dolphins. Again, are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center is scheduled for February 29th next year. DCC donates 100% of participant-raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. He was good.
He was.
They've had some good personalities, yeah. You know, and you wonder, like, are they going to be around for a while? I mean, but take advantage of your opportunity when you get it. Like, this season is tailor-made for a guy like Stephen Parker.
Oh, no. Stephen Parker, Nick Needham,
right,
Wilkes,
Nick Needham, Preston Williams.
But the young secondary.
Patrick Laird.
Really?
No, for real.
No, those young players, yep. Like, you have an opportunity. Go show out. If it's not with the Dolphins, it could be with somebody else. This is your opportunity. This is your showcase.
That was a fun loco hour. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, he's going to join us around 3:15 this afternoon.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs in South Florida. They specialize in residential and commercial. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. But to make it for over 40 years, they know what customers want, and that is quality and service. Let's be honest. That's what all the customers want, and that's what J&K gives you. High-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers, experienced, respectful, professional, reliable, and hardworking. That's all you need. And for 41 years, you figured out the pricing of stuff. They're not going to throw extra prices on you. You're not going to get one price and 2 weeks later it's doubled. J&K doesn't do that. And South Florida is a very peculiar place to do roofs now with all the temperature change, the hurricanes. So J&K figured it out, and they specialize in roof restoration and waterproofing. They will get your roof working to perfect order and get rid of the mold and moss that will cause future damage. And when you go through a hurricane, you get a brand new roof, a tree limb falls and cracks your roof, you got to get it waterproof. You don't need a brand new roof, and J&K is not going to try to gut you for a new roof. They're going to waterproof your roof and get your roof that's a few years old working like it's brand new. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do it all, residential and commercial. But I love what they do for commercial customers. They come and meet with you in advance because they do not want to disrupt your business while they repair or replace your roof. They're going to talk to you. They're going to figure out a schedule where you can keep your business running, and they can get you a beautiful, perfect working roof right on your business establishment without disrupting your business. For the best roofing company in South Florida, you got to get to Donnie and Julio. Give them a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-ROOF, and that is at J&K Roofing.
Somebody, Rick and Davey texted in, Hawk, how come you've never interviewed me like that? I would tell you my favorite food, movie, TV show, and restaurant. Not interested, Rick. Not interested.
No interest.
Zero interest. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, he's going to join us at 3:15. And we got to take a break here. We endeavor to take all the stations, Papa Solana's Papa FIU week. Take a quick break. Come back with the simulcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.